We now move on to the Magi and their meeting with Herod. The three kings will gather. They're all on horseback at the beginning, and they're all about to mention Balaam and Balak.
Mighty God in majesty that rules the people of Judea, when thou, one man, wilt have mercy and his sins forby, send some tokening lord to me, that ilka star that we may see, that Balaam said should rise and be in his prophecy. For well I wot, forsooth thee wist, that his prophecy sooth is. A star should rise, betokening of bliss when God's Son is born. Therefore these lords and I in fear in this mount make our prayer devoutly once in the year, for thereto we've been sworn.
Yea, we that be of Balaam's blood, that prophesied of that sweet food, when Balak that king so wooed, to curse would he have made God's people of Israel.
I'm just going to pause you there. When he, Balak that king so wooed, and wood is mad.
But power failed him in every deal, to prophesy mankind's heel, that time hap he had. Therefore we kings of his kind, arede we take his words in mind, grace to him if we may find, that God's son shall be. And go we pray both one and all, into the Mount Victorial, peradventure such grace may fall, that star that we may see.
Sir, sickly I read on right, unto that hill I will me dight, and therefore beseech God Almight on us for to have mind, and of that star to have a sight. Worship we all that sweet wight, that Balaam to us behight, that shall forby mankind. Say, fellow, take this courser, and abide me right here. Go we, sirs, to our prayer. I read now in good fay. I have done this many a year, and my ancestors that before me were. High God, Prince of Power, thou comfort us today.
They now get off their horses and they go to the mountain.
Lord, what time is thy will Balaam's prophecy to fulfill? Give thou us grace both loud and still, and by some sign us show.
Yea, Lord, though we be unworthy, on thy men thou have mercy, and of thy birth thou certify here to thy knights three.
Lord God, leader of Israel, that die would for mankind's heel, thou come to us and not conceal, but be our counsellor.
Of all this world thou art the will that shall be called Emmanuel. Deem the Lord with us to deal, and grant us our prayer.
At which point a star appears, and of course the moment a star appears, being kings, they immediately start speaking in French. Good luck with the next few lines.
Sir, roi, s'il vous plaît, gardez sur votre test.
And Esther, ici, est-ce que sir, vous vous rappelez?
A loi soit lue une semblant d'une virgine portant, comme le semble d'un enfant, embrassé à portement.
Our Lord, blessed most thou be that on thy people hast pity. Wittily now witten we that wrought is our asking.
That our prayer heard has he, a leaf full well by my luty, for in the star a child I see, very tokening.
Lords, I read we hidden high, for I dare say, and nothing lie, fulfilled is Balaam's prophecy, by this we may well know.
And well done with the French, it did actually vaguely make sense in places. And they now kneel and enter an angel with a star.
Yea, lest this be some fantasy, yet we pray all especially, for if he be born, verily more signs he will us show.
Rise up, ye kings three, and come anon after me unto the land of Judea, as fast as you may hie. The child you seek there shall you see, born of all a maiden free, that king of heaven and earth shall be, and all mankind forby.
At which point they all get up amazed as the angel disappears.
Lords, hie we hither anon. Now we've been bidden thither the gone, I will never abide by my bone till I be at him.
Yea, sirs, I read us every one, dromedaries to ride upon. For swifter beast be there none. One I have, you shall see.
Yes, at this point they have left their horses and are now moving on to camels.
A dromedary in good fay will go lightly on his way, and 100 miles upon a day such coursers now take we.
Lords, and I leave, well may that child would shorten well our way, that bring in presents to his pay, and most is of degree.
And then they go to the beasts, and they ride about.
Alas, where is this star it went? Our light from us away is cleansed, Now wot I not where we be lent, nor where the wood lies our way.
Pray we to God with good intent, to whom we bring our present. He will ne'er suffer us to be shent, that dare I boldly say.
It is good that we inquire, if any the way can us leer. Say, Bellamy that rides here, tell us some tiding.
Sir, tell me what your will were.
Can thou say aught what place or where a child is born that crown shall bear and of Jews be the king?
Yes, just pause there. The Bellamy they refer to is just for this moment spoken is a servant of the king who's wandering about, and they're going to say some things which he knows the king isn't going to be too keen on.
We see the star shines very in the east in noble array. Therefore we come and now this way to worship him with wind.
Hold your peace, sirs, I you pray. For if King Herod hear you so say, he would go wood by my fay, and fly out of his skin.
And sith the king is so near, go we to him in all manner.
You may well see he wons here in a palace in to dwell. But may he wot withouten were, that any is born of more power. You bring yourselves in great danger such tidings for to tell.
Here is a change of place. It does say minstrels here play as they all move to visit the court of King Herod. And in fact, the explorator has already just said, if the king heard what you so say, he would go wood by my faith. He's going to go nuts when he hears what you've just said. So the messenger goes to the king first.
O noble king and worthy conqueror, crowned in gold, sitting on high, Mahound thee save long in honour. License I require to speak to thee. Tidings now, my lord, I shall you tell, for that the three king do shew unto me. For whence they been, I know not well, yonder the stond, as ye may see.
Sir Roy Real et reverent Deo Vugaud omnipotent.
Nusomus veres coinopent, nouvelle d'inquire.
Yes, of course, being kings, they speak to a king in French. Now, there are various stage directions referring to a staff and his sword. Now, we've had this kind of play earlier in the Balaam and Balak play, where King Balak would pull his sword out and waggle it about in the air when he got angry. So there's a very similar thing happening here with Herod as well. So Herod replies to the first two kings similarly in French. Bien sois venu, rois gent, me dites tot vesture entente.
Enfant queramus de grand parent, et roi de telli et terra.
Sirs, advise you what you sayn. Such tidings makes my heart unfeign. I read you take those words again for fear of villainy. There is none so great that me dare gain to take my realm and to attain my power, but he shall have pain and punished apertly. I, king of kings, none so keen. I, sovereign sire, as well is seen. I, tyrants that may both take and teen, castle, tower, and town. I wield this world without and ween. I beat all those unbuxom been. I drive the devils all bedeen, deep in hell adown. For I am king of all mankind. I bid, I beat, I loose, I bind. I master the moon. Take this in mind, that I am most of might. I am the greatest above degree that is or was or ever shall be. The sun it dare not shine on me, and I bid him go down. No rain to fall shall none be free, nor no lord have that liberty that dare abide and I bide free, but I shall crack his crown. Nor far nor near that doth me noy, who wroths me I shall destroy, for every freak I dare defy, that nill me pain he please. But you be bane, I shall you beat. There is no man for you shall treat. All for wrath, see how I sweat. My heart is now at ease. For all men may wot and see, both he and you all three, that I am king of Galilee, whatsoever he saith or does. What the devil should this be? A boy, a groom of low degree, should reign above my royalty, and make me but a goose, that rings and reigns so loyally, all grace and goodness I have to give. There is no prince but he shall ply to do my heart's ease. But now you may both hear and see that I recond up my royalty. I read you all, be ruled by me, and found me for to please.